Welcome to week 4 in the Firm Foundation class. The question for this week is, if I'm born again, then why do I still struggle with doing things the right way? Well, we're going to discuss the difference between our new nature and our flesh and the constant war between the two. The good news is we have been given the victory over our flesh, and therefore we can be more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Day 1. Belonging to your choice, spirit or flesh. Out with the old, in with the new. Did you know that you have a new nature? From birth, you had the old nature. But since you have been born again, you have a new nature. Let's read Galatians 5, verses 13 through 18. You, my brothers, were called to be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. The entire law is summed up in a single command: love your neighbor as yourself. If you keep on biting and devouring each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law. What is the main word in these scriptures? That word is love. The one thing that propels us to serve the Lord is our love for Him, because of what He has done for us, and our love for one another, which He implants in our hearts when He comes to live in us. By loving as the Lord commands, we actually fulfill the law's righteous requirements. Let's read Galatians 5, verses 19 through 21. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. What are some signs that your flesh is still in control? Well, Galatians 5:19 through 21 lists a bunch of them: sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, orgies. The things named in this passage are very self-serving actions, motivated to please ourselves at anyone else's expense. Love means giving of yourself for the benefit of others. And the old nature cannot truly do that. It seeks to serve only itself. What are some signs that your new nature is in control? Let's read Galatians 5, 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. So, what are these signs that your new nature is in control? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The things named in this passage are God and other-centered. They are expressions of love or ways that we can give of ourselves for the benefit of others. Once you are born again, you begin a process of relearning how to think and how to act, just like a baby. During this process, you will find that the choices you make become extremely important. Do you obey the flesh and continue to do what you have always done? Or do you obey the new nature's voice, which suggests that you do something that is somewhat unfamiliar? You will discover the reality that your future really does depend upon today's choices. You belong to your choice. So choose wisely.